If it's confusing why both sides fighting something in court would be happy, well, it has to do with how you read what King County Superior Court Judge Jean Riotshell decided. On the one hand, she upheld the core of the law, which is why Lee Finna of the Washington Policy Center reacted like this.
Basically, it's all systems are go. That key finding clears the way for the Charter School Commission and the Spokane Public Schools to open charter schools in Washington State for the opening of charter schools in the fall.
As many as 8 charter schools could open next year. But the judge also ruled charter schools cannot be defined as common schools, which means they would not be eligible for certain kinds of state money. A coalition, including the State Teachers Union, has been challenging the initiative, raising concerns about both funding and the accountability of charter schools. Rich Wood is with the Washington Education Association, one of the parties that filed the lawsuit. He said charter schools are not under the control of voters in the local school districts.
And that's a really important point, that if schools are going to be funded, if charter schools are going to be funded with taxpayer money, there needs to be some accountability to the taxpayers.
The way Wood and the teachers union see it is that the judge's decision underscores what they've been arguing all along, that there are major constitutional problems with the Charter Schools Act. Charter school supporters say that that funding issue raised by the judge's decision, that can be worked through an amendment by the legislature. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.